It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand, free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. President Bush has commuted the prison sentences of two former Border Patrol guards whose convictions for shooting a Mexican drug dealer ignited debate about illegal immigration. Bush's act of clemency Monday for Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion was a victory for Republican and Democratic members of Congress and others who pleaded with the president to pardon the men or at least commute their sentences. Ramos and Compion are each serving sentences of more than 10 years for shooting an unarmed illegal immigrant as he was fleeing an abandoned marijuana load in 2005, then trying to cover it up. Israeli troops have started withdrawing from Gaza following a tenuous ceasefire agreement. At the same time, the radical Hamas Palestinian group has claimed victory in the 3-week-old war. Separate ceasefires were declared Saturday, ending the fighting that left an estimated 1,300 people dead. Damage to infrastructure in Gaza from the conflict is estimated at $1.5 billion. This is IRN USA Radio News.
It was a dead end. You don't know what to do because you don't have the money. But you want to take care of the debt.
How would you like to wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card debt? There are secret programs most credit card companies won't tell you about that can allow a portion of your debt to be forgiven. Financial Freedom of America uses these programs to help you avoid bankruptcy, save thousands, and get more cash back in your pocket every month.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but FFA came through like promised. We're kind of excited to have that stress-free feeling now.
Find out the secret that credit card companies hope you don't discover. FFA will give you the steps to eliminating a large percentage of your credit card bills, medical bills, or department store debt. Individual results vary, and it's not available in all states.
So call for your free information now.
800-515-4749.
800-515-4749.
Call 800-515-4749. 800-515-4749.
A day ahead of his inauguration, Barack Obama is taking part in events celebrating the memory of Martin Luther King, Jr.
45 years ago, Dr. King gave his visionary I Have a Dream speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. This weekend, Barack Obama stood in the same spot, calling Americans to remember his service and leadership. President-elect Barack Obama is asking the country to spend the day giving back and taking part in service projects. He and his wife, Michelle, spent part of the day helping to paint a homeless shelter in Washington. They also paid a private visit to wounded troops at a medical center. In asking Americans to honor the legacy of Dr. King, Barack Obama says, going forward, everyone will have to pitch in.
With just hours left in his presidency, President Bush has been making phone calls to about a dozen leaders around the globe. A spokesman says Bush thanked the leaders of Britain, Russia, South Korea, Italy, and other nations for the hospitality they had shown him over the years. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Mars Snack Food is reassuring Americans that their peanut butter-flavored products are safe to eat. Amid growing salmonella concerns, the company issued a statement saying the peanut butter it uses does not come from companies being investigated by the FDA. A cockpit voice recorder reveals more information about the plane crash on the Hudson River in New York. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Recordings from the black box indicate the plane took some sort of a hit, according to the NTSB's Kitty Higgins.
About 90 seconds after takeoff, the captain remarks about birds.
Then, 1 second later,
the cockpit voice recorder recorded the sound of thumps and a rapid decrease in engine sounds.
Also recorded by the black box, a mayday call before the plane goes down in the Hudson. It's now being defueled and moved to New Jersey for inspection. Julie Walker, New York.
The Arizona Cardinals will face the Pittsburgh Steelers in Super Bowl 43. The Cards took down the Philadelphia Eagles 32-25 to take home their first NFC Championship title yesterday and earn a spot in the big game. The Steelers' 23-14 win over the Baltimore Ravens gave them the AFC Championship title and their second Super Bowl trip in 4 seasons. Despite the recession, or perhaps because of it, video game sales set a record in 2008. The NPD Group reports sales soared during the year, hitting more than $21 billion, a 19% increase over the year before. $5.3 billion of the total was spent in December alone, the first time ever that video console sales have topped the $5 billion mark in a single month. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli citizen living here in the United States, an Israeli patriot, written for many years about the corruption of the Israeli government, forced to flee his own land because of threats against his life. And, of course, we enjoy having him on to keep us abreast of what's happening over there in Israel, because Israel is really the key to what's happening in the Near East and the Middle East. And, of course, what's happening there is really the key to so much of what's happening here in the United States. Supposedly, there's a ceasefire in Gaza. Barry, bring us up to Dave, what's going on?
Oh, there's a ceasefire. I must say, to pat myself on the back, I said last week, I said there will be a ceasefire by this weekend, and there was a ceasefire by this weekend. And now, as terms of the ceasefire, Israeli troops are pulling out of Gaza. Their operation did nothing. It, all that blood and all the deaths did nothing. Now, just to go over how this worked, the ceasefire was signed between Ehud Olmert and Condoleezza Rice. It was signed on Friday. And supposedly, I mean, it's ridiculous that anyone would believe that this ceasefire can do this, but supposedly Egypt will do all it can to stop the smuggling in of rockets from the Sinai Peninsula, which means that Egypt was complicit in this war, directly funding Hamas with the weapons that caused this war, and that Egypt has been in defiance of its peace treaty with Israel, and all of that, not just Rice. Now, this peace treaty was peace treaty, again, ceasefire. This was before the actual ceasefire. It was a memorandum of agreement, but nonetheless, it was co-signed by the governments of Italy, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom. And as I've said before, these are the controllers of the Middle East. Italy, France, and Germany are the contingent that make up 70% of the UNIFIL forces in southern Lebanon, and now they will probably get the right to apply their forces to Gaza whenever they so desire. But it gets worse, in my opinion. I couldn't believe this when I read it, that on Saturday there was something called the Jerusalem Summit. In Jerusalem, I got a phone call from an Israeli who said, you can't drive. All the roads are blocked off. All these VIPs landed in Jerusalem from Egypt, by the way. First they went to Egypt to press Mubarak. Now, these were the ceasefire. This was the ceasefire delegation. And arriving in Jerusalem were the prime ministers, president, and Chancellor of Britain, Spain, Italy, Germany, France, and because they are the EU chairman, the Czech Republic. In other words, the same gang I've been talking about for years. There are no other countries involved in this. Spain, Italy, Germany, and France have a big say in what goes on in Israel for all kinds of reasons, mostly religious, I want you to know, with Britain, of course, joining the United States as the Anglo-Saxon representatives. It's the exact combination that were in Rome 2.5 years ago that brought in the ceasefire with Hezbollah, have now brought the ceasefire in with Hamas. So, in short, Israel agreed that on Sunday morning at 2 in the morning, they would stop firing. And at the same time, Sunday afternoon, probably at exactly 2 p.m., just like the ceasefire, there was a meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh in the Sinai between Olmert, Mahmoud Abbas, and Hosni Mubarak. And undoubtedly, if Abbas is there and Hamas isn't, it had nothing to do with the terms of the ceasefire. What I think Hamas is very fearful of, and I've been getting a lot of reports, is that Hamas troops were intended to take over from Hamas troops if Israel ever won this battle. But who cares if it's Hamas or Fatah, heads or tails? They're both the same corrupt crooks. Nonetheless, Hamas stayed in power. Israel wasted its time. The rockets will come back. Oh, who can predict? All I know is when Israel unilaterally declared a ceasefire, Hamas announced that it had won, which it did. In fact, if killing 1,300 of your people and turning a large part of your area into rubble is winning, provided you stay alive. Well, Hamas certainly did win, and there'll be another round in the future, which they'll hope to win over Israel a little more convincingly. But as far as they were concerned, this agreement with Condoleezza Rice and this ceasefire with the countries of Southern Europe mostly gave them so much confidence that they shot off another 10 rockets within minutes of Israel starting the ceasefire on Sunday. Hamas started blasting Israel every which way with rockets, which means Hamas, in fact, in the Arab world, by the way, this can be sold that they were the heroes, that they held out against the Israeli and the Zionist imperialists, and they're going to end up heroes. The money will come in. They'll rebuild the tunnels. Nobody is going to do a thing about the Philadelphia Road. That's the corridor between Egypt and the Gaza Strip. The tunnels will be paid for through bribes to the Egyptians, and that's it. All that planning. Well, look at the reaction of the people who actually had to fight this war. Israeli soldiers were quoted in the Israeli media saying, "Let us finish the job. What did we sacrifice so much for? So, we went in here to defeat Hamas. We're almost there. Let us finish the job." Whoops, I hear the music.
No, you don't, but that's all right. It'll be here in just a moment. But, of course, Barry, it's simply another example of the no-win wars that are fought where you snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. I believe that the Israelis could have finished the job in Lebanon back in 2005, and they could have finished the job here, but they weren't allowed to. They were never sent in to win. It was just to be a destructive carnage, and a lot of Palestinians get killed, and a lot of Arabs develop increased hostility. But, of course, if America, and I've said this before, if America really wanted to stop this whole foolishness, they would simply say to Egypt, you close down those tunnels, or we're not going to give you any more money. They didn't do that. They knew the tunnels were there. We continue giving Egypt the money, and Egypt is allowing those tunnels to be built. They're allowing the rockets to be shipped in to Hamas. And, of course, somebody's giving an awful lot of money to Hamas to buy the missiles and of course, to maintain the guerrilla army. Obviously, nothing as it appears to be. And those tragic young men who died there, I fear, died for nothing. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? How would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you tired of searching for Crick Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. We're talking about the tragedy of what's happened. It's not that the ceasefire, it would not be an excellent solution if the Hamas would stop firing the missiles, but they're not going to stop firing the missiles. And, of course, Egypt is going to allow the missiles to continue coming in, and we are going to continue funding the Egyptians. We're allowing the missiles to come in. And why would we do that? Well, we have a wonderful book. It's called The Devil's Game. It was written some years ago, going into how the Mossad and the CIA formed and helped finance Hamas. Why in heaven's name would logical people do that? Why in heaven's name would the Israeli government repeatedly release a terrorist 200 or 300 or 400 at a time and get nothing significant in return for returning these terrorists to the battlefield, where they can continue killing Israelis? So much of what goes on doesn't make sense. And that's why we love to have Barry Shamish on, because he raises a lot of these questions just as I do. But you go right ahead, Barry.
Well, we have to look at the reaction coming from Israel. I've been watching the news here. It's just so far removed from the actual news. I mean, people in the south are furious over the ceasefire, furious. This was supposed to be the threatened action against Hamas to put an end to the rockets, and of course the rockets will threaten them for here on in forever. The IDF didn't do their job. Now, another group that it's really upset are the family, the friends of Gilad Shalit. Now, he was the Israeli soldier kidnapped by Hamas 2.5 years ago. This was in large part the reason for the war 2.5 years ago. Now, I assume he's dead. This is just using previous experience. But nonetheless, there's no one knows if he's dead or alive. And Israel actually accepted a ceasefire without walking out with Gilad Shalit alive or dead. What did they go in for? Israel was winning. It wasn't a question that they fought to a standstill here. Hamas had succeeded in killing all of four soldiers, and they were about to be pushed out of power. And yet, where's Gilad Shalit? And the Israeli public, and this is more than his family and friends, I mean, the Israeli public cannot believe that we took so much trouble, wasted 19 days, put Be'er Sheva and Ashdod, all of them under rocket fire, and we don't even leave with Gilad Shalit. It's a much more profound question than I'm making it sound. This proves that Hamas won, that they're holding on to Shalit. Now, information is coming out, a little bit of information that helps you put the mafia, the utter crooked mafia behind this war and paying for the next war. Now, Saudi Arabia has offered $1 billion to repair the Gaza Strip, and more money is coming in from all over the place. They're going to rebuild the Gaza Strip, and it's going to be paid for. So all of the damage Israel did will be rebuilt. It's just a matter of time. This, at best, they got a respite of, well, maybe 6 months a year. Maybe, if they're lucky. If they're unlucky, the rockets will start again, and Israel can't put together an operation like this all that quickly. So this ceasefire is just working in Hamas's advantage from every point of view. But we learned from this war starting to come out in Israel that Iran paid Hezbollah for every rocket shot into Israel. Hezbollah got money from Iran. All right, this is a bigger point than people realize. We're talking about a war over mafia money. That's what we're talking about. And we must never forget that the Egyptian soldiers took their bakshish and allowed the tunnels to be dug and, more important, rockets and rock material to land in the Sinai Peninsula and go in those tunnels. It's not a question of just blocking the tunnels. You've got rows. These are semi-trailers and trucks driving down Sinai roads. You could have stopped all the rocket material, but there was a lot of bribery going on. And this is an issue that isn't being properly expressed. It is the mafia hoodlumism behind all these deaths. And this is an issue from both sides, by the way. The Israeli government is also very, very, very dirty about bribes and money coming in and personal corruption. Nonetheless, Hamas and Egypt were bribed into this war, and a lot of lives were lost because of them. And the blame is for this mafia-controlled peace process is not being aired properly in the world media.
Well, I agree with you. We're not getting the truth about much of anything. And of course, I think down the line, this may be one of the things that they'll bring up to justify the coming war. I think that the war with Iran probably is going to come on again another year or two. I think that they took a step back. I think they were all set to attack Iran a year or so ago, and then they backed away from it for whatever reason. But now we're beginning to hear the war drums beating in the distance as we talk about, oh, my goodness, Iran. I'm sure you're probably right, that they were helping Hamas, and they're certain, we know they're helping Hezbollah, and they're helping Syria. And, of course, one of these days, I fear that there'll be a war with Iran. And but, of course, an awful lot of people are going to die, both Israelis and, of course, Iranians and
Israelis
Syrians.
Israelis are never going to war with Iran. That's,
you don't think so?
No. This is a pipe dream.
All right. Well, I hope you're right and I'm wrong about Iran.
And certainly not from Israel. My goodness. Just trying to get one tank to Iran from Israel is a joke.
It would be an air attack.
Iraq to get there. I mean, no, of course not.
Well, I believe it'll be an air attack and justify the America coming in, because, of course, Israel could never even fly over by Iran without going into American airspace.
Well, what Americans? Your infantry is stressed to the limit.
Right.
What Americans? No, look, Iran's a big country. It's got 90 million people. You just don't walk into to Iran with, if you're lucky, 100,000 men, if you're really lucky.
We're talking about an air war. We're not talking about a ground war at all. Just an air war, because you can kill a lot of people, probably a lot more people with an air war. And certainly, especially if you use some of these disastrous weapons that we've developed. And you got to try them out someplace. I think we're heading into terrible times. We'll be back with Barry, and we'll discuss with
you. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com, or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Barry Shamish, and of course we were talking about war with Iran. Barry doesn't think it's possible. I think there could be an air war in a couple of years. I hope he's right, and I hope I am wrong. We're just going to have to wait and see. But right now, of course, let's give Barry an opportunity to get out his telephone number, to get out his website, and to tell you how to get his books.
An air attack is not a war. That's a different. It's not a war when you attack by air. It's a war when you send in ground troops.
All right, fine. I'll accept your differential. Go ahead.
All right. What the heck? I have a book called Bye Bye Gaza, which does a lot more to explain what happened these last few weeks than any radio interview. You get it at www.lulu.com. You'll see a little box that says search, write in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish. And I was just buying the much cheaper black and white version. There's a whole bunch of photos in there. They charge too much to make them color photos. The website is BarryChamish.com. And let's head in to the finale and probably what I'm going to be writing about tomorrow. Now, I was watching Israeli news on Friday night, anticipating a ceasefire, but it wasn't done yet. And there was, on Channel 10, there was a reporter who had on his cell phone a direct report from the home of Dr. Izzeldin Abu Laish. Tough name. Dr. Abu Laish. Whose home was just hit by an Israeli tank and three of his daughters were dead. And this was live on TV where he's screaming, Allah, oh God, they're dead, they're on the floor, my family is dead, why are they doing this to us? Now this is a doctor who practices in Israel at Sheba Hospital, and this was live. And I said to myself, there's something funny going on here. Number one, just before the ceasefire is, while it's being negotiated, before it's being announced, you have the most heart-tugging live recording of death ever was. Secondly, and what I'm saying is it might have been on purpose. It might have been to prepare the Israeli public with such, and by the way, this wouldn't be the first time it's been done by Israel, with such an atrocity that it would change public view overnight. And having a man scream about his three dead daughters, a respected surgeon at Sheba Hospital, live on TV, is going to change a lot of opinions. It was that powerful, by the way, and that disturbing a subject. Now, I've got no proof, and no one's spoken to me, and no one said this was done on purpose, but I'll bet you anything it was. And this, again, is just based on horrible, ugly experience over the years that they will create an atrocity and they will murder people to get their way politically. And I think that's what happened. It's just outright. Now, before I go on to the main subject, probably of what I'm going to write tomorrow, you understand, Israel not only didn't finish the job, finishing the job for them would have been to get to Shifa Hospital in Gaza, because that's where, well, I hear the estimates, thousands of missiles were hidden in that hospital and in the warren of tunnels leading out of that hospital, and Israel could not bomb a working hospital. And that's where most of the, I'm hearing most of the hidden rockets came out of Shifa Hospital. Now, Israel had no choice. It had to go in and get to Shifa Hospital and defeat Hamas there and show the world the weapons. They could not have taken it out by air. It would have been too much of an outrage. Israel didn't even get to the main rocket storage facility in Gaza. There are just thousands of more rockets under the ground, ready to go whenever Hamas wants them. They failed in their operation. Now, I'm going to give you from a little experience what could and should have been done. I was in the Lebanon War of 82. The goal was to get the PLO out of Lebanon. That was the stated goal, and Israel did get the PLO out of Lebanon. It was costly, and it was messy, and there was a lot of sabotage from the Labor Party not to let Menachem Begin get a victory, and it cost a lot of Arab lives in Sabra and Shatila. It's a whole messy affair. But the PLO was forced out of Israel's hair. And for 10 years, Israel was in pretty safe. Things improved greatly with the PLO out of Lebanon until the peacemakers brought them back and the chaos started again. Now I'm going to apply this to Hamas because we know it works. You don't talk ceasefire. You may talk a temporary ceasefire for 24 hours. You may talk a ceasefire if you want to for a week, but you don't ceasefire the whole operation. And what you demand out of Hamas is what you demanded out of the PLO, that they surrender, outright surrender, or the price to the people is going to be very, very high. Now, what was done in Beirut, the IDF went into Beirut, a very costly operation. It cost, in one battle, there were 22 soldiers dead to take away the PLO's main military post in Beirut. But they surrounded. There was only one Arab neighborhood left. The Christian neighborhoods were all liberated. There was no more PLO harassing them. What you had was North Beirut and, of course, the famous refugee camps. They were towns of Sabra and Shatila. And what Israel did, it would take sections of the town and drop leaflets and warn the people with the media, with telephone calls, all kinds of warnings that they have one day to get out of the neighborhood. If the PLO don't surrender within one day, we're going to carpet bomb you. And this is what Israel did. The people left, they were told about designated beaches in Beirut. The beach isn't very far away, where there would be no bombing. The PLO were given a day to come up with their hands in the air. They refused to do it, so Israel carpet bombed the neighborhood. And they kept doing this. It took a couple of months, but the strategy was the same. Israel controlled the water. They cut off the water. They cut off the electricity. Then came the warnings. If the PLO don't surrender, well, get out of there, go to this beach, and they carpet bomb the neighborhood. Now, in this case against Hamas, the first demand, you free Gilad Shalit immediately. Before any other demand, before you surrender, you free him. Or we are going to carpet bomb this little neighborhood.
Okay, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish. The way you should fight a war is not the way that they're fighting the war. It's not the way they're going to fight the war. Because, of course, at that time, Israel was intent upon winning. That is not the case today any more than we intended to win in Korea or in Vietnam or, yes, even in Iraq. We'll be back in just a moment.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish. And Barry, you've got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I'm watching the news from Gaza today, and it's just slamming Israel. And again, I repeat the same point. There's going to be another war. Israel didn't take care of its business. Now, in Beirut, may I remind you, it worked. The pressure finally forced the PLO out of Beirut. The only giveaway by Israel was that they could take their weapons onto the boats. Now, in those days, all kinds of countries took the PLO fighters, so-called fighters, but Tunisia gave them a new headquarters. For Hamas, these boats could have been on their way to Iran, Syria, anywhere in the Arab world that supposedly they're supporting Hamas would have taken them in, you would think. Now, again, it didn't happen. Israel didn't win the war. It's another first-class standoff that led to an Israeli defeat, but people don't understand it because there's so much damage. That's not a victory. Damaging Gaza and ending up with the 1,200 dead doesn't mean you won the war. You're just setting up another war. And this is something I'm going to sort out in my own little head and write about the next day or two. I'm just going to finish off with just two little issues. One is the tremendous sense of disgust and helplessness by those Jews who thought they could get Jonathan Pollard pardoned by Bush in his last days. And they sent emails and they phoned the White House, and I kept telling them, I kept writing them, and I said, that's not how you do it. Pollard has made many enemies in the conservative portions of the Council on Foreign Relations, especially in the James Baker oil industry crowd, the Bechtel crowd. He's not going to be released by Bush unless you understand what the issues are here. Well, they don't. That's a problem. The Jews don't think enough. They truly don't work out where their strengths lie and where they don't lie. And, of course, Bush is out of power by tomorrow, and you've got guards and cops being pardoned, but not Jonathan Pollard. Okay, he didn't get pardoned, and there was more pressure put on the White House firm to be pardoned than is imaginable. There's rumors out there that 30 new phones were added just for the Pollard people, but he didn't pardon him. And that's it. There's no more presidential pardons for another 4 years at most. And he's going to stay in prison. And that's all because people don't read me. I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to be arrogant on this issue. If they had read me and they understood where Pollard's information went, and they understood that it almost caused Iran-Contra, that it almost caused the Bush family to collapse, they might understand why George Bush isn't pardoning him. Well, that issue is gone, and it'll never be it'll be 4 more years before it's raised again. And there's another little issue that is very important, but maybe you paid attention to it, maybe not. In the 19 days, now 20 days, since Israel lost the invasion, there was only one rainy day. Only one day of the 20 did it rain. Israel is drying up. And come this summer, there's going to be a disaster going on for all people, and there is going to be tremendous amounts of confrontation at an official level just to get drinking water. We've reached the point it didn't rain this winter.
And, of course, the Sea of Galilee is drying up, as you have so prophetically told us.
Yeah, you can walk across it.
I know, and the average individual doesn't understand that. You know, the reason it is drying up is because the Israelis have been pumping all the water out and giving to Jordan, knowing full well that without water, why Israel as a nation cannot survive. So there are so many various problems here. You know, I have an old saying. It says, an understanding of the forces that shape the events of the 20th century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but rather upon secrets to be discovered. And there really are secret forces out there that I believe are intent upon the destruction of Israel. Let's hope they fail. Barry, one last thought, and then I'll let you go.
Well, it's not as if Jordan got most of the water, but when you add Jordan's water with the new Palestinians they brought from all over the world, when you add another possible second state, when you add it all together, Israel could not withstand even the slightest drought before the water system collapsed. That's what happened. They suffered a drought, and now they're going to see a total, complete collapse this summer of the water supplies of Israel.
All right, Barry, we'll talk to you either later this week or next week. God bless, and thanks very much for being with us.
Always my pleasure.
All right,
bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy Barry as much as I enjoy talking to him. He's got a great wealth of knowledge. And certainly we want to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do 5 hours a day, and when we're not on the radio, we're usually writing or reading or studying, trying to get you to be able to understand what's really going on. The whole financial collapse that we're seeing here in the West is all engineered by the Brotherhood of Darkness. You only have to read Henry Kissinger's recent article in the International Herald Tribune, where he tells you we have two choices, either to embrace the new economic order, this new world order he dreams of, or face fragmentation and chaos. And those are his words, fragmentation and chaos. The whole Western world, the whole world is going to collapse unless we do, as the Brotherhood of Darkness that created the problem wants us to do. And understand, none of these things have happened by accident. If you haven't read my November newsletter, need to read it. The December newsletter will probably be going out for the next couple of days, be posted on my website. But read the November newsletter. It'll introduce you to this concept. This whole thing is created. There has never been an economic recession or depression here in the United States that has not been created by the financial elite, that it simply creates a lot of money and encourages people to buy and lowers the interest rates, and money's readily available, and then all of a sudden they cut off the money, they raise the interest rates, no money is available, and the whole system collapses. And you're seeing a tremendous transfer of wealth from the common people to the elite, and that's exactly what they're doing today. What do you think the Wall Street banks are doing with all the money we gave them? They're supposed to be lending it out, but they're not lending it out. And, of course, they have dried up the availability of loans from smaller banks by beginning to pay interest to the small banks that leave their money with the Federal Reserve. And they've taken almost $500 trillion out of circulation that cannot be lent. They know exactly what they're doing. They've restricted small business loans. They've frightened us to death so that banks are afraid to loan and people are afraid to borrow. This whole scam is all a psychological effort to control our minds. And remember whatever Benet said, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of, and that's what's going on today, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and of course, watch our DVDs, read our letters, listen to our programs. You can listen to Radio Liberty 9 hours a day on our satellite feed. And then you need to get the 4-tape or CD set on the assassination of Martin Luther King. He was killed as part of a CIA plot. We can get the book written by William Pepper, who represented the King family at the trial you never heard of, where the jury found that the CIA was involved in the murder of Martin Luther King. You need to get the material we have on the sinking of the Liberty, the USS Liberty, that was sent over to, by the Sinai Peninsula in the 1967 war with the intention of killing everyone on board and using that as a justification for going to war with Egypt. You need to get the Radio Liberty special, the component parts, the 4-tape or CD set, the DVD, the video, the syllabus, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty and help us to get the truth out while we still can. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you.